Episode 3.2. The work is stretching into the evening. June, Lauren, and Charles have been pitching slogans and looking at pictures of watches all day.
We've looked at so many watches, they're all starting to blur together.
Well, the data from our market research is useful, I think. It clearly demonstrates that sales for luxury brands are increasing.
Yeah, these charts suggest that trend will continue. But other data seems to indicate that many consumers still prefer mid-range watches.
Maybe they can't afford luxury accessories.
That's likely true for a segment of the consumers. Others may not view expensive watches as essential.
We have to focus our efforts on high-income consumers. People who don't buy luxury brands can't be our priority.
Charles, I think you're on the right track. But look at the data in these charts. Some consumers who can afford luxury accessories still don't buy them.
So, what do you suggest?
Well, Peller Timepiece has an established customer base. To expand, we have to communicate with customers outside that core.
I'm not convinced that would work.
Well, consider this. Consumers who know the brand might have already bought a watch from Peller Timepiece, right?
Right.
Competitors are also targeting that same consumer group. So instead of buying a watch from Peller Timepiece, it's possible they bought a luxury watch from another manufacturer. That's possible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's possible.